Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The right fielder, George Washington. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Merv Shea. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Monty Stratton. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Monty Stratton. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Rabbit Warsler. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The right fielder, Lou Finney. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Volley Eaves. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Volley Eaves. And now, play ball. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Radcliffe reaches second base with a double. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Radcliffe scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes bunts towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Warsler covering, for the out. Haas moves to second. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Eaves fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling takes first base on ball four. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Warsler. The throw from Shea and he is safe. Warsler steals second. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Warsler scores. It's White Sox, 1, Athletics, 1. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney bunts towards the mound. Stratton fields it and throws to first for the out. Kramer moves to second. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is walked intentionally. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins takes first base on ball four. Kramer moves to third. Fox moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a pop-up towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Eaves fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Monty Stratton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stratton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warsler fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Radcliffe hits a pop-up towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Volley Eaves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eaves hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Warsler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Haas strikes out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-0 in the game. Dykes hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-1 in the game. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-0 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a line drive into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Appling takes first base on ball 4. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. Washington takes first base on ball 4. Appling moves to second. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes bunts towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Appling moves to third. Washington moves to second. One out. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Shea hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warsler fields it and throws to home to get Appling. Washington moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Monty Stratton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stratton is 0-for-1 in the game. Stratton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Eaves fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Higgins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Higgins moves to third. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-1 in the game. McNair hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Higgins scores. One out. It's 2-1, Athletics. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stratton fires over to first and Bonura drops the ball. That's an error on Bonura. Johnson moves to second. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Volley Eaves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eaves is 0-for-1 in the game. Eaves strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Haas hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Warsler hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stratton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-1 in the game. Finney is hit by the pitch. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Fox hits a line drive towards third. Dykes reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-2 in the game. Bonura hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bonura moves to second. One out. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Washington hits a ball on the ground for an out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Higgins hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Higgins reaches second base with a double. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson bunts towards first. Bonura scoops it up and throws to first, with Hayes covering, for the out. Higgins moves to third. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. McNair hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Higgins scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Athletics. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Shea hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jocko Conlon pinch hits for Monty Stratton. Jocko Conlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conlon strikes out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Haas hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Whit Wyatt now pitching. Volley Eaves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eaves is 0-for-2 in the game. Eaves strikes out. One out. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Warsler strikes out. Shea drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Warsler out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-2 in the game. Dykes hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Higgins strikes out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Washington hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fred Taube pinch runs for George Washington. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Taube moves to second. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Shea bunts towards the mound. Eaves fields it and throws to first for the out. Taube moves to third. Hayes moves to second. One out. Al Simmons pinch hits for Whit Wyatt. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Taube scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Athletics. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Radcliffe hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Radcliffe reaches second base with a double. Hayes scores. It's White Sox, 3, Athletics, 3. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Haas takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 3 in the game. Dykes hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Mule Haas now playing right field. Al Simmons now playing center field. Jack Salveson now pitching. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 2 RBIs. McNair takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 3 in the game. Berry bunts in front of the plate. Shea fields it and throws to first for the out. McNair moves to second. One out. Johnny Markham pinch hits for Volley Eaves. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham is walked intentionally. Skeeter Newsom pinch runs for Johnny Markham. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Warsler takes first base on ball 4. McNair moves to third. Newsom moves to second. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kramer hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McNair scores. Two outs. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.